Okay, we are back, and Myrtle Potter's waiting to talk to you.
Awesome. Myrtle, how are you?
I'm well, Jillian. How are you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I just want to give our new listeners a quick introduction to you. If they don't know who you are or what you do, I just want to tell everybody, Myrtle Potter is who... Hold on, let me take that from the top. Myrtle Potter has been dubbed the trusted voice in healthcare. And I thought, Myrtle, you might explain a little bit about how you got that subtitle and what you do before we jump into this segment.
Sure, Jillian. I've been in the healthcare industry for over 30 years. And about 5 years ago, I almost died at the age of 46 from a severe allergic reaction to a medication. And I came out of that experience so shocked and stunned about the difficulty I had getting through the healthcare system that I decided that one of the things I would do is commit myself to helping other consumers not have the same kind of difficulties. So that's what I do.
Excellent. Thank you, buddy. And I just want to tell you guys, Myrtle what was the pharmaceutical company you ran? It was Merck?
So I was an executive at Merck. I had 5 years at Bristol-Myers Squibb, and most recently I was president of Genentech, the world's most successful biotechnology company.
Yeah, okay. So you guys get it. This is not just somebody off the street who had a revelation. This is a woman that has access to the information, who understands the system inside and out. And when I first met her, I was so blown away by the knowledge that she shared with me. I knew how important it was to share this stuff with you guys. So today, Myrtle's going to do a segment for us on how to essentially maintain your health care and how to make sure you're covered when you're traveling over the holidays. Am I right?
Yes, that's absolutely right, Jillian. You know, the holiday period is really difficult. And I say that because, you know, when you look at the statistics, about 25% of falls happen between the 1st of November and January 31st, not to mention all the people who end up with heart trouble in and around Christmas. It's kind of weird, but the statistics really do run that way.
Wow. That's discouraging, actually, buddy. Yeah. Well, it's good to be prepared. Okay, so I'm not going to get caught up in the dark side of these things. It's good to be prepared, and that's why you're here. So I'm focusing on the positive, Myrtle. It's my new thing. Keep going.
That's exactly right. I can feel you clutching your chest, but it really is all good. It is about being prepared.
Okay, so hit us. What should we do?
So the first thing I really encourage people to do before you decide you're going to take a trip or go someplace, make sure you've got your insurance situation set up. Make sure that you know when you're carrying with you your insurance information. You know your network and what network you're in for the destination where you're going to be. And certainly, my goodness, if you're going out of the country, make sure you get your vaccinations.
Right.
You have no idea how many people I talk to who come back from these exotic trips where they didn't take the time to sit down with their physician to figure out whether or not they needed to be vaccinated.
You make such a good point. I usually have been so good about this, and there was one vaccination that I didn't get when I went to Peru, and it was yellow fever.
Oh
my gosh. I ended up getting altitude sickness, right? So I'm sick as a dog. I have a fever. I mean, I'm dying. We were up in this is such an embarrassing name, but we were up in Lake Titicaca. We're coming down. I think I'm Shut up, Janice.
On the radio.
Shut up. So I think I'm dying. And my friend looks at me, right? And of course she's on Google, which is the worst thing you could do, Googling my symptoms. And she goes,
"Oh no."
Bitch. She goes, "I think you have yellow fever," right? So I've got 104. And she's like, and I go, "Well, what does that mean?" She goes, "It's usually fatal." So now I think I'm dying. And had I only got the friggin' vaccination, I could have ruled it out. Needless to say, I did not have yellow fever. I had severe altitude sickness. So that is such great advice, Myrtle. I can't even tell you.
And imagine all the stress that you went through. I'm sure left you with an overhang for your trip.
Yes.
So I always say check your vaccinations if you're going out of the country. And then, of course, we've got the basics, Jillian. You know, if you normally wear a medical alert bracelet, you know, now's not the time to leave the bracelet at home because it's not going to match your outfit. Leave on the bracelet. Take your list of medications. Make sure you've got them properly stored when you're carrying them with you. And for God's sakes, don't check them in your luggage. Your luggage could end up in Bora Bora while you're sitting
in
Passaic, New Jersey. You know, make sure you carry your medications with you on the plane.
Smart. God, I didn't even think about that one. That's a great one. I have a question for you. Myrtle, what do you think about travel insurance? Because when I was traveling to Africa, my business manager had told me she wanted me to buy like a separate health insurance because sometimes your insurance doesn't cover you overseas or something, or like you might need to get air medevaced out or something like that. Does this make any sense? I, of course, didn't care to listen to her. I was like, how much is it? Okay, it's not that expensive. Just get it. So, because my attention span is like a 5-year-old. But is there something like that that exists, and do you recommend it?
So, you know, depending on where you travel, I do suggest you look into arrangements for emergency medical evacuation. If you're going to someplace really remote, let's just say you've decided that, you know, your lifetime dream, you're going to take a safari trip to Africa. Wouldn't that be a dream? I've actually never been on a safari, but that would be too cool. But on a trip like that, yeah, I would check into it. And there are really great companies. If you go online and look up Medijets, M-E-D-I-J-E-T-S, there are some programs that are really pretty cost-effective and certainly worth looking into. But everyone just needs to evaluate their situation on an individual-by-individual basis. But I certainly, especially if I had a significant medical condition that I'd been dealing with for a while, I still wanted to go, I'd make sure I had a way to get out if I were going to a remote area. Short of that, you know, if I'm going across the country, I always make sure, what are the names of the local hospitals where I'm going to be staying? What's near my hotel? When I check into a hotel, I make sure that they can tell me if one of my kids gets sick, where's a nearby clinic? The idea is just to be prepared and make sure that you're going to be in contact with other people who are reputable enough to advise you.
Got it. Great advice. Now, do we have more? I didn't get my outline, so I'm just going to keep grilling you until you tell me you're done.
That's okay. I've got two more ideas.
I'm going to keep banging you for information until you tell me you've had enough. So.
So one of the things that people sometimes forget are the kinds of things you need to do for your kids. So I remember a trip where my children went to spend some time with their grandparents out of town. And as it turned out, my daughter became ill while they were out of town, and she needed to be taken to the hospital. Well, right now, if you had a grandparent taking a child in for treatment, it makes things really complicated when that grandparent isn't sitting with a medical release form. Something really simple from you as the parent that says, I, Jane Doe, give Jane Smith, the grandmother, the authority to direct medical care for my child when the child is under the grandparent's care. Something like that makes the process go so much more easily.
Wow.
If you're not right there. So if you're sending your kids away to see the cousins or to see the grandparents, send them also with a note that gives them the authority to seek medical treatment if necessary. I want to leave you with is don't come home with stuff that you didn't intend to come home with. You know, recently there's been really what's been considered a national outbreak of bed bugs and lice.
Yes.
So, you know, ask your hotel what provisions, if you're staying in a hotel, what provisions they've made to make sure that you don't come home with something that you didn't want. I know in particular there have been major cities up and down the East Coast that have had a real issue. So don't be shy about asking the questions because those things can be really tough to get rid of.
We did a whole segment on this on the doctors, and they said also come home, like be careful with your luggage, wash all your things when you get home, and, you know, make sure to like check the beds. And I know it's gross, but
yeah,
Myrtle's
gross.
Right.
Yeah. It's more gross if you bring it home and suddenly you've got an infestation in your house. So you have to check the rooms when you go in, pull back the covers, pull back the sheets, but better yet, do your homework beforehand, and you know what? I find that Yelp is a really great resource for seeing or getting a sense whether or not a hotel that you're planning on going to is really up to snuff in terms of its cleanliness, and especially in terms of it being free of all kinds of little things that you wouldn't want to bring home.
Hey, Myrtle, when you do pull back, you're looking, I mean, I hate to, you're looking for feces. Like, when you pull the sheets back, right, you're not going to see the...
God, Janice.
No, I'm just saying, what are you looking for when you pull the sheet back?
Like, you're looking for little black specks. You're looking for little black specks that just shouldn't be there. It might look like a little bit like there was black pepper or something. And, you know, it's not unusual to see them in the seams of mattresses and things like that.
Right.
But the best thing to do is to not find, you know, if you get to a hotel and they're in one room, quite frankly, chances are the hotel has an infestation.
Yeah.
So my advice is don't rely on the visual inspections. Do some research ahead of time to make sure that the hotel has a good reputation. And it doesn't have to be fancy to have a good reputation. It just needs to be free of the little critters that you don't want to be taking home with you.
Good. Yeah, that's great advice. Myrtle, thank you so much, buddy.
You're very welcome.
Oh, Myrtle, I always forget the most important part. How do our viewers learn more or get in touch with you?
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is Myrtle Potter, MYRTLE. Last name Potter, like Harry Potter. And you can also see me at www.myrtlepotter.com. And starting in January, you'll also probably see me on Everyday Health, which is at everydayhealth.com.
Thank you so much, pal. You're the best.
You're the best too, my dear. You take it easy, and I hope all your listeners have a wonderful and safe holiday.
I will. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. God, every time I think to myself, what's she going to tell me? Like, you know, I'm like, health away from home. What is she talking about?